Mr. Gibbs, that will do.
She was singing about pirates. Bad luck to be singing about pirates with us mired in this unnatural fog. Mark my words.
Consider them marked. On your way.
Aye, Lieutenant. It's bad luck to have a woman on board, too. Even a miniature one.
I think it'd be rather exciting to meet pirates.
Think again, Miss Swan. Vile and dissolute creatures, the lot of them. I intend to see to it that any man who sails under a pirate flag or wears a pirate brand gets what he deserves. A short drop and a sudden stop.
Lieutenant Norrington, I appreciate your fervour, but I'm concerned about the effect this subject will have upon my daughter.
My apologies, Governor Swan.
Actually, I find it all fascinating.
Yes, that's what concerns me.
Immediately.
Aye, sir.
Heave to and take in sail. Launch the boat.
Elizabeth, I want you to accompany the boy. He'll be in your charge. Take care of him.
Gift for you.
Ah,
beautiful.
Isn't it?
May I inquire as to the occasion?
As if I were need an occasion to dote upon his daughter. Go on. Actually, I had hoped you might wear it for the ceremony today.
The ceremony?
Captain Norrington's promotion ceremony.
I knew it.
Commodore
Norrington. He's about to become. Fine gentleman, don't you think? He fancies you. Elizabeth, how's it coming?
It's difficult to say.
I'm told it's the latest fashion in London.
Well, women in London must have learnt not to breathe.
My lord, you have a visitor.
The blade is folded steel. That's gold filigree laid into the handle. If I may. Perfectly balanced. The tang is nearly the full width of the blade.
Impressive. Very impressive. Commodore Norrington's going to be very pleased with this. Do pass my compliments on to your master.
I shall. A craftsman is always pleased to hear his work is appreciated.
This one. You look absolutely stunning.
Will, so good to see you. I had a dream about you last night.
About me?
It's a set entirely proper for you to...
About the day we met, do you remember?
How could I forget this one?
Will, how many times must I ask you to call me Elizabeth?
At least once more, Miss Swan. As always.
See? At least the boy has a sense of propriety. Now, we really must be going.
Good day, Mr. Turner.
Come along. Good day.
Your name.
What do you say to 3 shillings?
Oh, we forget the name.
Welcome to Port Royal, Mr. Smith.
Thank you.
dock is off limits to civilians.
I'm terribly sorry, I didn't know. If I see one, I shall inform you immediately. Apparently there's some sort of high-toned and fancy to-do up at the fort, eh? How could it be two upstanding gentlemen such as yourselves did not merit an invitation?
Someone has to make sure this dock stays off limits to civilians.
It's a fine goal, to be sure. But it seems to me a ship like that makes this one here a bit superfluous, really.
Oh, the Dauntless is the power in these waters, true enough. But there's no ship that can match the Interceptor for speed.
I've heard of one. It's supposed to be very fast, nigh uncatchable. The Black Pearl.
There's no real ship that can match the Interceptor. Black Pearl is a real ship.
No, that's not.
Yes, it is. I've seen it.
You've seen it?
Yes.
You haven't seen it?
Yes, I have.
You've seen a ship with black sails that's crewed by the damned and captained by a man so evil that hell itself spat him back out.
No.
No.
But I have seen a ship with black sails.
Oh.
And no ship that's not crewed by the damned and captained by a man so evil that hell itself spat him back out could possibly have black sails, therefore couldn't possibly be any other ship than the Black Pearl. Is that what you're saying? No. Like I said, there's no real ship that can match the Intercept. Hey! You! Get away from there! You don't have permission to be aboard there, mate.
I'm sorry, it's such a pretty boat. Trip.
What's your name? Smith.
Oh, Smithy, if you like.
What's your purpose in Port Royal, Mr. Smith? Yeah, and no lies.
Why then?
I confess.
It is my intention to commandeer one of these ships, pick up a crew and Tortuga, raid, pillage, plunder, and otherwise pilfer my Weasley Black guts out.
I said no lies.
I think he's telling the truth.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it to you. May I have a moment? You look lovely, Elizabeth. I apologize if I seem forward, but I must speak my mind. This promotion throws into sharp relief that which I have not yet achieved. A marriage to a fine woman. You have become a fine woman, Elizabeth.
I can't breathe.
Yes, I'm a bit nervous myself.
And then they made me their chief.
Elizabeth?
Elizabeth! The rocks! Sir, it's a miracle sea mist!
Will you be saving her then?
I can't swim!
Throw her to the King's Navy, you are.
Do not lose her. Never would have thought of that.
Clearly you've never been to Singapore.
on your feet.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Shoot him!
Father! Commodore, do you really intend to kill my rescuer?
I believe thanks are in order. Had a brush with the East India Trading Company, did we? Pirate?
Hang him!
Keep your guns on him, men. Gillette, fetch some irons.
Well, well. Jack Sparrow, isn't it?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Well, I don't see your ship. Captain?
I'm in the market, as it were.
He said he'd come to commandeer one.
I told you he was telling the truth. These are his, sir.
No additional shots nor powder. A compass that doesn't point north.
And I half expected it to be made of wood. You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.
Commodore, I really must protect.
Carefully, Lieutenant.
Pirate or not, this man saved my life.
One good deed is not enough to redeem a man of a lifetime of wickedness.
Well, it seems enough to condemn him.
Indeed.
Finally.
No, don't shoot!
I knew you'd warm up to me.
Commodore Norrington, in my effects, please.
And my hat.
Commodore!
Is it with his hands with it?
Miss Swan.
Miss Swan, you'd be so kind. Come here, we don't have all day. Now you'll be very kind. Easy on the goods, darling.
He despicable.
Sticks and stones, love. I saved your life, you saved mine, we're square.
Gentlemen!
My lady.
You will always remember this as the day that you almost caught Captain Jack Sparrow.
Gallows. I would hate for him to miss it.
the one they're hunting. The pirates.
You seem somewhat familiar. Have I threatened you before?
I make a point of avoiding familiarity with pirates.
Ah. Well, then it would be a shame to put a black mark on your record. So if you excuse me. Do you think this wise boy? Crossing blades with a pirate?
You threaten Miss Swan.
Only a little. You know what you're doing, I'll give you that. Excellent form. But how's your footwork? First step here. Very good. And now I step again. That is a wonderful trick. Except once again, you are between me and my way out. And now, you have no weapon. Who makes all these?
I do. Had a practice with them 3 hours a day.
You need to find yourself a girl, mate. Or, perhaps the reason you practice 3 hours a day is that you already found one and are otherwise incapable of wooing said strumpet. You're not a eunuch, are you?
I practice 3 hours a day so that when I meet a pirate, I can kill it!
And let you escape. This shot is not meant for you.
Excellent work, Mr. Brown. You've assisted in the capture of a dangerous fugitive.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
Well, I trust that you will always remember this is the day that Captain Jack Sparrow almost escaped. Take him away.
Come here, boy.
Come here, boy.
You can keep doing that forever. The dog is never going to move.
Our skills as if we haven't resigned ourselves to the gallows just yet.
There you go, miss. It was a difficult day for you, I'm sure.
I suspected Commodore Norrington would propose, but I must admit I wasn't entirely prepared for it.
Well, I meant you being threatened by that pirate. Sounds terrifying.
Oh. Yes, terrifying.
But the Commodore proposed. Fancy that. Now that's a smart match, miss, if it's not too bold to say.
It is a smart match. He's a fine man. Sort any woman should dream of marrying.
Well, that Will Turner. He's a fine man, too.
That is too bold.
Well, begging your pardon, miss, it was not my place.
Had a very trying day. Ghastly weather, don't you think?
Bleak, very bleak.
What's that?
Cannon fire!
One of those guns. It's the Pearl.
Black Pearl? I've heard stories. She's been praying on ships and settlements for near 10 years. Never leaves any survivors.
No survivors? Then where do the stories come from, I wonder?
Get on the floor.
know you're here, Poppy.
Poppy.
Come out. And we promise we won't hurt you. We will find you, Poppy. You've got something of ours and it calls to us. Go calls to us.
Go.
Hello, Poppy.
Parley!
What?
Parley. I invoke the right of parley. According to the code of the brethren set down by the pirates Morgan and Bartholomew, you have to take me to your captain.
I know the code.
If an adversary demands parley, you can do them no harm until the parley is complete.
Blazes with the code.
She wants to be taken to the captain.
And she'll go without a fuss. We must honor the code.
Goodbye.
Good boy.
Come on,
Elizabeth.
My sympathy, Strand. You've no manner of luck at all.
Come on, Daddy. It's just you and me now. It's you and old Jack. Come on, that's a good boy. Come on, that's a good boy. Come on, a bit closer, a bit closer. That's it, Donny. Come on, you filthy, slimy, mangy cat.
No, 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 I didn't mean it. I didn't.
Oh.
This ain't the armory.
Well, well, well. Look what we have here, Tweet. Captain Jack Sparrow. Last time I saw you, you were all alone on a godforsaken island, shrinking into the distance. His fortunes aren't improved much.
Worry about your own fortunes, gentlemen. The deepest circle of hell is reserved for betrayers and mutineers. So there is a curse. That's interesting.
You know nothing of hell.
That's very interesting.
Of hostilities against Port Royal.
There are a lot of long words there, miss. We're not but humble pirates.
What is it that you want?
I want you to leave and never come back.
I'm disinclined to acquiesce to your request. Means no.
Very well. I'll drop it.
Behold, Sir Burston, Swag, that Birschheim matters to us. Why?
It's what you've been searching for. I recognize this ship. I saw it 8 years ago on the crossing from England.
Did you now?
Fine. Well, I suppose if it is worthless, then there's no point in me keeping it.
No! You have a name, Missy.
Elizabeth Turner. I'm a maid in the governor's household.
Miss Turner.
Bootstrap.
And how does a maid come to own a trinket such as that? Family heirloom, perhaps.
I didn't steal it, if that's what you mean.
Very well, you hand it over and we'll put you down to our rudder and ne'er return.
A bargain.
Steal the guns and store. Take them in, set the blast to make good the clear of war.
You have to take me to shore! According to the code of the
order of the breakfast. Your return to shore was not part of our negotiations nor our agreement, so I must do nothing. And secondly, you must be a pirate for the pirate's code to apply, and you're not. And thirdly, the code is more what you call guidelines, the natural rules. Welcome aboard the Black Pearl, Miss Turner.
They've taken Elizabeth.
Mr. Murtagh, remove this man.
We have to hunt him down. We must save her.
And where do you propose we start? If you have any information concerning my daughter, please share it.
That Jack Sparrow. He talked about the Black Pearl.
Mentioned it is more what he did.
Ask him where it is. Make a deal with him. He can lead us to it.
No. Pirates who invaded this fort left Sparrow locked in his cell, ergo they are not his allies.
Governor, we will establish their most likely course in...
That's not good enough!
Mr. Turner, you are not a military man, you are not a sailor.
You are a blacksmith. This is not the moment for rash actions. Do not make the mistake of thinking you are the only man here who cares for Elizabeth.
You, Sparrow.
Aye.
You are familiar with that ship, the Black Pearl.
I've heard of it.
Where does it make berth?
Where does it make berth? Have you not heard the stories? Captain Barbosa and his crew of miscreants sail from the dreaded Isla de Muerta. It's an island that cannot be found except by those who already know where it is.
The ship's real enough. Therefore, its anchorage must be a real place. Where is it?
Why ask me?
Because you're a pirate.
And you want to turn pirate yourself, is that it?
Never. They took Miss Swan.
Oh, so it is that you found a girl. I see. Well, if you're intending to brave all, hasten to her rescue and so win fair lady's heart. You'll have to do it alone, mate. I'll see no profit in it for me.
I can get you out of here.
How's that? The keys run off.
I helped build these cells. These are half pin barrel hinges. With the right leverage and the proper application of strength, the door will lift free.
What's your name?
Will Turner.
That would be short for William, I imagine. Good strong name. No doubt name for your father, eh?
Yes.
Will, Mr. Turner, I changed my mind. If you spring me from this cell, I swear on pain of death, I shall take you to the Black Pearl and your bonny lass. Do we have an accord?
Agreed.
Agreed. Get me out.
Hurry, someone will have heard that.
Not without my thanks.
We're going to steal the ship. That ship?
Commandeer. We're going to commandeer that ship, Nautical Town. One question about your business, boy.
There's no use going. Just go. How far are you willing to go to save her?
I'd die for her.
Oh, good. Now, where is he?
It's remarkable how often those two threads coincide. I've ever seen.
So it would seem.
When I was a lad living in England, my mother raised me by herself. After she died, I came out here, looking for my father.
Is that so?
My father, Bill Turner, at the jail. It was only after you learned my name that you agreed to help. Since that's what I wanted, I didn't press the matter. I'm not a simpleton, Jack. You knew my father.
I knew him. Probably one of the few who knew him as William Turner. Everyone else has called him Bootstrap or Bootstrap Bill.
Bootstrap?
Good man. Good pirate. I swear you look just like him.
It's not true. He was a merchant sailor. A good, respectable man who obeyed the law.
He was a bloody pirate, a scallywag.
My father was not a pirate.
Put it away, son. It's not worth you getting beat again.
You didn't beat me. You ignored the rules of engagement, and a fair fight could kill you.
And that's not much incentive for me to fight fair, then, is it? Now, as long as you're just hanging there, pay attention. The only rules that really matter are these. What a man can do, and what a man can't do. For instance, you can accept that your father was a pirate and a good man, or you can't. The pirate is in your blood, boy, so you'll have to square with that someday. Now, me, for example, I can let you drown. But I can't bring the ship into Tortuga all by me once, you savvy? So. Can you sail under the command of a pirate? Or can you not?
Tortuga?
Tortuga. That has never breathed deep the sweet, prolific bouquet of Tortuga, savvy? What do you think?
It'll linger.
I'll tell you, mate, if every town in the world were like this one, no man would ever feel unwanted.
Charles!
Not sure I deserve that. Giselle. What? I may have deserved that.
You can't ever breathe in, you smut-jawed idiot!
Mother's love. Jack. No credit to wake a man when he's sleeping. It's bad luck.
Ah, fortunately I know how to counter it. The man who did the waking was the man who was sleeping a drink. The man who was sleeping drinks it while listening to a proposition from the man who did the waking.
I'll about do it.
Last time already awake!
That was for the smell.
Keep a sharp eye.
Now, what's the nature of this venture you're in?
I'm going after the Black Pearl. I know where it's going to be, and I'm going to take it.
Jack, fool's errand. Are you no better than me, the tales of the Black Pearl?
That's why I know what Barbossa is up to. All I need is a crew.
What I hear tell of Captain Barbossa, he's not a man to suffer fools nor strike a bargain with one.
Well, then I'd say it's a very good thing I'm not a fool, then, eh?
Prove me wrong. What makes you think Barbossa will give up his ship to you?
Let's just say it's a matter of leverage, eh?
The kid. That is the
child of Bootstrap Bill Turner. His only child. Savvy?
Is he now? Leverett, says you. I think I feel a change in the wind, says I. I'll find us a crew. There's bound to be some sailors on this rock crazy as you.
One can only hope. Take what you can. Give nothing back.
Dining with the captain, and he requests you wear this.
Well, you may tell the captain that I am disinclined to acquiesce to his request.
He said you'd say that. He also said if that be the case, you'll be dining with the crew, and you'll be naked. Fine.
Stand on ceremony, no call to impress anyone. You must be hungry. Sense to be killing you, Miss Turner.
Then release me. You have your trinket. I'm of no further value to you.
You don't know what this is, do you?
It's a pirate medallion.
This is Aztec gold. One of 882 identical pieces they delivered in the stone chest to Cortez himself. Blood money paid to stem the slaughter he wreaked upon him with his armies. But the greed of Cortez was insatiable. So the heathen gods placed upon the gold a terrible curse. Any mortal that removes but a single piece from that stone chest shall be punished for eternity.
I don't believe in ghost stories anymore, Captain Barbosa.
That's exactly what I thought when we were first told the tale. Buried on an island of the dead, what cannot be found, except for those who know where it is. Find it, we said. There be the chest. Inside be the gold. We took them all. We spent them and traded them. Threatened them away. Drink and food and pleasurable company. The more we gave them away, the more we came to realize the drink would not satisfy. Food turned to ash in our mouths, and all the pleasurable company in the world could not slake our lust. We have accursed men, Miss Turner. Compelled by greed, we were, but now we are consumed by it. There is one way we can end our curse. All the scattered pieces of the Aztec gold must be restored. And the blood repaid. Thanks to you, we have the final piece.
And the blood to be repaid?
That's why there's no sense to be killing you. Yet. Apple.
you're planning on doing next.
Shows us for what we really are. We are not among the living, and so we cannot die. Neither are we dead. For too long I've been parched with thirst and unable to quench it. Too long I've been starving to death and haven't died. I feel nothing. Not the wind on my face, nor the spray of the sea, nor the warmth of a woman's flesh. You best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one. What are you looking at? Back to work. All of them faithful hands before the mast. Every man worth his salt. And crazy to boot.
So this is your able-bodied crew.
You, sailor.
Cotton, sir.
Mr. Cotton, do you have the courage and fortitude to follow orders and stay true in the face of danger
and almost certain death?
Mr. Cotton, answer, man.
He's a mute, sir. Poor devil had his tongue cut out. So we trained the parrot to talk for him. No one's yet figured how.
Mr. Cotton's parrot. Same question.
We need his help! We need his help!
Mostly we figure that means yes.
Of course it does. Satisfied?
Well, you prove they're mad.
And what's the benefit for us?
Anna Maria. I suppose you didn't deserve that one either.
No, that one I deserve.
You stole my boat.
Actually.
Borrowed. Borrowed without permission.
But with every intention of bringing it back.
But you didn't!
You'll get another one.
I will.
A better one. A better one? That one.
What one? That one. Aye. That one. What say you?
Aye!
Aye!
No. Frightful bad luck to bring a woman aboard, sir.
It'll be far worse not to have.
Find
yours,
are we?
lot known about Jack Sparrow before he showed up in Tortuga with a mind to go after the treasure of the Isla de Muerta. That was before I'd met him, back when he was captain of the Black Pearl.
What? Failed to mention that.
I'd place things closer to the vest now. A hard-learned lesson it was. See, 3 days out on the venture, the first mate comes to him and says everything's an equal share. That should mean the location of the treasure, too. Though Jack gives up the bearings. That night, there was a mutiny. They marooned Jack on an island and left him to die. But not before he got mad with the heat.
So that's the reason for all the...
Reason's got nothing to do with it. Now, Will, when a pirate's marooned, he's given a pistol with a single shot. One shot. Well, that won't do much good hunting nor to be rescued. But after 3 weeks of a starving belly and thirst, that pistol starts to look real friendly. But Jack, he escaped the island, but he still has that single shot. Oh, he won't use it, though, save on one man. He's mutinous for his mate.
Barbossa.
Aye.
How did Jack get off the island?
Well, I'll tell you. He waded out into the shallows, and he waited there 3 days and 3 nights, till all manner of sea creatures came acclimated to his presence. And on the fourth morning, he roped himself a couple of sea turtles, rushed them together, and made a raft.
He roped a couple of sea turtles?
Aye, sea turtles.
What did he use for rope?
Human hair. My back. Let go of the anchor!
Lower the anchor!
Young Mr. Turner and I are to go ashore.
Captain, what if the worst had happened?
Keep to the code.
Aye, the code.
To get to spend it.
Once we're clear of the curse, we'll be rich men. And you can buy an eye what actually fits and is made of glass.
This one does splinter something terrible.
Stop grabbing it.
Pirate's code. Any man who falls behind is left behind.
No heroes amongst thieves, sir.
You know, for having such a bleak outlook on pirates, you're well on your way to becoming one.
Sprung a man from jail. Commandeered a ship of the fleet.
Sail with a buccaneer crew out of Tortuga.
And you're completely obsessed with treasure.
That's not true. I'm not obsessed with treasure.
No old treasure is silver and gold, mate.
Gentlemen, the time has come! Our salvation is nigh! Our torment is nearing us! We've been tested and tried, and each man, Jack, you hear, has proved his mettle 100 times over, and 100 times again. Up it all out. Punished we were, the lavest, disproportionate to our crime. Here it is. The cursed treasure of Cortez himself. Peace, that we're astray, we have returned.
Inferno.
Jack!
Not yet!
We'll wait for the opportunity. When's that? When it's the greatest prophet to you.
May I ask you something? Have I ever given you reason not to trust me?
Josephine,
I know it's difficult for you, but please stay here and try not to do anything stupid.
Who among us has paid the blood sacrifice owed to the heathen gods? And whose blood must yet be paid?
Eat a whole bushel of apples.
Sorry, Jack. I'm not going to be your leverage.
I don't feel no different.
How do we tell?
You're not dead.
No. He shot me.
It didn't work.
The curse is still upon us. You made your father. What was his name? Was your father William Turner?
No.
Where's this child? The child that sailed from England 8 years ago. The child in whose veins flows the blood of William Turner. Where?
You two! You brought us the wrong person!
No! She had to make out. She's a proper age!
You brought us here for nothing! I won't take questioning or second guesses, not from the likes of you, Master Twig.
Russo Blake, every decision you've made led us from bad to worse.
The sheriff sent bootstraps to the gates!
Yeah. And it's you who brought us here in the first place! Yeah.
The only coward here dare challenge me, let him speak.
I say, we cut her throat and spill all our blood, just in case.
The medallion!
You're supposed to be dead!
Am I not?
That's the one. Parley! Parley!
Parley!
money for the parley.
That will be the French.
No more pirates.
Welcome aboard, Miss Elizabeth.
Mr. Gibbs?
Hey, boy, where be Jack?
Jack? Jack Sparrow?
Come on.
Keep to the code!
Weigh anchor! Hoist the sail! Red, quick, Timmy!
How the blazes did you get off that island?
When you marooned me on that godforsaken spit of land, you forgot one very important thing, mate. I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Ah, well, I won't be making that mistake again.
Gents, you all remember Captain Jack Sparrow.
Kill him.
The girl's blood didn't work, did it?
Hold your fire! You know whose blood we need.
I know whose blood you need.
What sort of a man trades a man's life for a ship?
Pirate. Dear. Let me.
Thank you.
You said you gave Barbossa my name as yours. Why?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Blacksmith hands. I know they're rough.
I mean, yes, they are. But don't stop.
I thought I'd lost it the day they rescued me. It was a gift from my father. He sent it to me. Why did you take it?
Because I was afraid that you were a pirate. That would have been awful.
Wasn't your blood they needed. It was my father's blood. My blood. The blood of a pirate.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
Standing on some beach with nothing but a name and your word is the one I need, and watch you sail away in my ship.
No. I expect to leave you standing on some beach with absolutely no name at all, watching me sail away on my ship, and then I'll shout the name back to you. Savvy?
But that still leaves us with the problem of me standing on some beach with naught but a name, and your word is the one I need.
Of the two of us, I'm the only one who hasn't committed mutiny. Therefore, my word is the one we'll be trusting. Although, I suppose I should be thanking you because, in fact, if you hadn't betrayed me and left me to die, I would have an equal share in that curse, same as you. Funny old world, innit?
Captain, we're coming up on the interceptor.
Come on.
having a thought here, Bob.
What say we run up a flag of truce, I scurry over to the Interceptor, and I negotiate the return of your medallion, eh? What say you to that?
I see, Jack. That's exactly the attitude that lost you, Pearl. People are easy to search when they're dead.
Lock him in the brig.
A good plan. Up till now.
Yes! We have to make a stand. We must fight! Load the guns!
With what?
Eric! Everything! Anything we have left!
Load the guns! Take shot language! Nails and truck glass!
My father was Bootstrap Bill Turner. His blood runs in my veins.
This is an image of old Bootstrap Bill. Come back to all us.
On my word, do as I say, or I'll pull this trigger and be lost to Davy Jones' locker.
Name your terms, Mr. Turner.
Elizabeth goes free.
Yes, we know that one. Anything else?
And the crew. The crew are not to be harmed.
Specify when or where. Though it does seem a shame to lose something so fine, don't it, lad? So I'd be having that dress back before you go.
Always right.
There's a good black heart.
It's too warm.
saw this. Jack. Jack. Did you not notice? That would be the same little island that we made you governor of on our last little trip.
I did notice.
Perhaps you'll be able to conjure up another miraculous escape. But I doubt it. Off you go.
Last time you left me a pistol with one shot.
With the powers you're right. Where will be Jack's pistol? Bring it forward.
Since the two of us, a gentleman, give us a pair of pistols.
It'll be one pistol as before, and you can be the gentleman and shoot the lady and starve to death yourself.
Second time I've had to watch that man sail away with my ship.
But you were marooned on this island before, weren't you? So we can escape in the same way you did then.
To what point and purpose, young missy? The Black Pearl is gone. Unless you have a rudder and a lot of sails hidden in that bodice.
Unlikely. Young Mr. Turner will be dead long before you can reach him.
You're Captain Jack Sparrow. You vanished from under the eyes of seven agents of the East India Company. You sacked Nassau Port without even firing a shot. Are you the pirate I've read about or not?
How did you escape last time?
Last time, I was here a grand total of 3 days. All right. Last time,
the rum runners used this island as a cache. Came by and I was able to barter passage off. Looks at things, they've long been out of business. Probably have your bloody friend Norrington to thank for that.
So that's it then. That's the secret grand adventure of the infamous Jack Sparrow. He spent 3 days lying on the beach drinking rum.
Welcome to the Caribbean, lad.
Well, devils will bless you. We're really bad. You got to be off your home.
Yo!
Yo! Yo! Yo!
Yo! Yo! Yo! Yo! Yo! Yo!
Yo! Yo! Yo! Really bad.
When I get the pearl back, I'm going to teach it to the whole crew. And we'll sing it all the time.
Then you will be positively the most fearsome pirates in the Spanish Main.
Not just the Spanish Main, love. The entire ocean. The entire world. Wherever we want to go.
Yo,
that's what a ship is, you know. It's not just a keel and a hull and a deck and sails. That's what a ship means. But what a ship is. Black Pearl really is freedom.
Jack, it must be really terrible for you to be trapped on this island.
Oh, yes. But the company is infinitely better than last time, and the scenery has definitely improved.
Sparrow, I'm not entirely sure that I've had enough rum to allow that kind of talk.
I know exactly what you mean, love.
To freedom.
To the Black Pearl. Thank you.
you doing? You burned all the food, the shade, the rum.
Yes, the rum is gone.
Why is the rum gone?
One, because it is a vile drink that turns even the most respectable men into complete scoundrels. Two, that signal is over 1,000 feet high. The entire Royal Navy is out looking for me. Do you really think that there is even the slightest chance that they won't see it?
But why is the rum gone?
Just wait, Captain Sparrow. You give it 1 hour, maybe two. Keep a weather eye open and you will see white sails on that horizon.
Must have been terrible for you to be trapped here, Jack.
Must have been terrible for you.
Well, it bloody is now!
There'll be no living with her after this.
But we've got to save Will!
No! You're safe now. We will return to Port Royal immediately, not go gallivanting after pirates.
Then we condemn him to death!
The boy's fate is regrettable. But then so is his decision to engage in piracy.
To rescue me? To prevent anything from happening to me?
If I may be so bold as to check my professional opinion, the Pearl was listing near the scuppers after the battle. It's very unlikely she'd be able to make her time. Think about it. The Black Pearl. The last real pirate threat in the Caribbean, mate.
Can you pass that out, eh?
By remembering that I serve others, Mr. Sparrow, not only myself.
Commodore, I beg you, please do this. For me. As a wedding gift.
Miss Murphy, are you accepting the Commodore's proposal?
I am.
Wedding. I love weddings. Drinks all around.
I know. Clap him in irons, right?
Mr. Sparrow, you will accompany these fine men to the helm and provide us with a bearing to Isla de Muerta. You will then spend the rest of the voyage contemplating all possible meanings of the phrase, silent as the grave. Do I make myself clear?
Inescapably.
Never my timber!
Connie says you missed a bit. You knew William Turner. Old Bootstrap Bill. We knew him. Never sat well with Bootstrap what we did to Jack Sparrow. The mutiny and all. He said it wasn't right with the code. That's why he sent off a piece of the treasure to you, as it were. He said we deserve to be cursed. And remain cursed.
Stupid blighter.
Good man. But as you can imagine, that didn't sit too well with the captain.
That didn't sit too well with the captain at all. Let's tell him what Bob Oster did.
I'm telling a story! So, what the captain did, he strapped a cannon to Bootstraps. And last we saw of old Bill Turner, he was sinking to the crushing black oblivion of Davy Jones' locker.
Of course, it was only after that we know we needed his blood to lift the curse.
Now that's what you call ironic.
Bring him.
I don't care for the situation. Any attempt to storm the cave could turn to an ambush.
Not if you're the one doing the ambush. I go in, I convince Barbossa to send his men out with their little boats. You and your mates return to the Dauntless and blast the bejesus out of them with your little cannons, eh? What do you have to lose?
Nothing I'd lament being rid of.
Now, to be quite honest with you, there's still a slight risk to those aboard the Dauntless, which includes the future Mrs. Commodore.
Sorry, but it's for your own safety.
Coward, the Commodore! What did I have to tell him? The pirates! That cursed thing can't be killed!
Don't worry, miss. He's already informed of that. A little mermaid flopped up on deck and told him the whole story.
What is Jack Sparrow doing?
reason to fret. Just a prick in a finger, a few drops of blood.
No mistakes this time. He's only half turned.
We spill it all.
Yes, there is reason to fret.
Probable.
Where's Elizabeth?
She's safe, just like I promised. She's all set to marry Norrington, just like she promised. And you get to die for her, just like you promised. So we're all men of our word, really. Except for Elizabeth, who is, in fact, a woman.
Shut up! You're next!
You don't want to be doing that, mate.
No, I really think I do.
Your funeral.
Why don't I want to be doing it?
Oh, because the HMS Dauntless, pride of the Royal Navy, is floating just offshore, waiting for you.
What are we doing here?
Pirates come out, unprepared and unawares.
We catch them in the crossfire.
Send them down to see old Hob. I know why we're here. I mean, why aren't we doing what it was, what Mr. Sparrow said we should do? With the cannons and all.
Because it was Mr. Sparrow who said it.
I think he wasn't telling the truth.
Just hear me out, mate. You order your men to row out to the Dauntless. They do what they do best. Robert's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. There you are with two ships. The makings of your very own fleet. Of course, you'll take the Grandis as your flagship, and who's to argue? What of the bow? Name me, Captain. I'll sail under your colours. I'll give you 10% of me plunder, and you get to introduce yourself as Commodore Barbosa. Savvy?
I suppose in exchange you wanted me not to kill the whelp?
No, at all. By all means, kill the whelp. Just not yet. Wait to lift the curse until the opportune moment. For instance, after you've killed Norrington's men, every last one.
You've been planning this from the beginning. Ever since you learned my name.
Yeah.
I want 50% of your plunder.
15.
40.
25. I'll buy you the hat. A really big one. Commodore.
We have an accord.
All hands to the boats. Apologies. You give the orders.
Gents, take a walk.
Not to the boats.
fire.
Well, this is just like what the Greeks done at Troy. Except they was in a horse instead of dresses. Wooden horse.
Moment, please. Elizabeth? I just want you to know, I believe you made a very good decision today. Couldn't be more proud of you. But you know, even a good decision, if made for the wrong reasons, can be a wrong decision.
The Senate.
Admit, Jack, I thought I had you figured. But it turns out you're a hard man to predict.
Me, I'm dishonest. And a dishonest man you can always trust to be dishonest. Honestly, it's the honest ones you want to watch out for. Because you can never predict when they're going to do something incredibly stupid.
You're off the edge of the map, mate. Here, there be monsters.
Two pigs to eat first. I think we should decide now. Just so we're ready when the time comes.
Yeah.
Make for the ship! Move!
We've got the pearl.
What about Jack? Are you just going to leave him?
Jack owes us a ship.
There's the code to consider.
The code? Your pirates hang the code and hang the rules. They're more like guidelines anyway.
Pirate! Pull it away!
across it. Whose side is Jack on?
At the moment.
He didn't waste it.
Ours, gentlemen.
For your willful commission of crime against the crown.
Their crimes being numerous in quantity and sinister in nature. The most egregious of these to be cited herewith. Piracy, smuggling, falsification of letters of love and reprisal.
Commodore Norrington is bound by the law. As are we all.
Impersonating an officer of the Spanish Royal Navy. Impersonating a cleric of the Church of England. Sailing under false colours. Arson. Kidnapping. Looting. Poaching. Brigandage. Pilfering. Depravity. Depredation. And general lawlessness. And for these crimes, you have been sentenced to be on this day hung by the neck until dead. May God have mercy on your soul.
Governor Swamp. Commodore. Elizabeth. I should have told you every day from the moment I met you. I love you.
With him, he's a pirate
and a good man.
If all I have achieved here is that the hangman will earn two pairs of boots instead of one, so be it.
At least my conscience will be clear.
You forget your place, Turner.
It's right here, between you and Jack.
This is mine.
This one. Lower your weapons. For goodness sake, put them down.
So this is where your heart truly lies, then?
It is.
Well, I'm actually feeling rather good about this.
I think we've all arrived at a very special place, eh?
Oh.
Spiritually, ecumenically, grammatically.
I want you to know that I was rooting for you.
Elizabeth. It would never have worked between us, darling. I'm sorry.
Will.
Nice hat.
Friends! This is the day that you will always remember as the day that you...
Idiot. He's nowhere to go but back to the noose.
Silence!
your plan of action. Sir?
Perhaps on the rare occasion pursuing the right course demands an act of piracy. Piracy itself can be the right course.
Mr. Turner!
I will accept the consequences of my actions.
This is a beautiful sword. I would expect the man who made it to show the same care and devotion in every aspect of his life.
Thank you.
Commodore! What about Sparrow?
Oh, I think we can afford to give him one day's head start.
So, this is the path you've chosen, isn't it? After all, here's a blacksmith.
No.
Supposed to keep to the code. We figured they were more actual guidelines. Thank you.
Captain Sparrow. The Black Pearl is yours.
Deck, you scabrous dogs! Hands to braces! Let down and hold to run free!
Now, bring me that horizon. And really bad eggs. Drink up, me hearty, Joe Ho.